He's back. He survived Adelaide. Did Adelaide survive him? The great Steve Blocker Roach, New South Wales, Balmain, Kangaroos, great Block and Grapple beer. We've got the halfback lager in here this morning. Block, you're an everywhere man.
How are you? Off the bench. Good morning to you, boys. I need to bring a little bit of energy here today, Friday. It's all over for you, blokes, after you finish here and away you go. Off on your little... whatever you do on the weekend.
Not much.
Mate, I'd love to know what Clarkie does on the weekend.
No, Block, you actually don't.
I actually do.
Mate, it's just nice and relaxed, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lie. This weekend I haven't got my daughter, so I'm cutting loose. Look out.
Oh, I love it. And what time will that start? 9:05?
It'll probably start at 9:01 this morning, and it'll finish at 9:15.
Oh, dear. Just give us a look at you, mate. You're not here. Stand up for me, please.
How am I looking?
Well, I just want to see if you're ready to go out straight away.
Oh no. I've got the gym. I've got to go to the gym first.
Mate, I must say this about you. You are well-groomed at all times.
Very much so.
Isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen him otherwise.
Yep.
You've seen him a bit like...
Yeah, a bit shaggy.
A little bit off.
Yeah, a bit off.
Oh. Yeah. Unshaven. Mm. Not enough sleep.
Yeah. A bit red in the head.
Yeah, messy.
I know.
Definitely. Trust me, it's not organised inside this brain, Block. Let me tell you right now.
Mate, it's a bit messy. It's not good getting old, boys. I finished the Origin on Wednesday night down in Adelaide. And Laurie, I know this will surprise you about... You know, you and I have been mates for a long, long time. We've been a lot of tours. I went straight home in the bed.
Went straight to bed. So did I, Block.
I'm going to give myself 16 uppercuts.
Why?
What's happened to me?
It's age, mate. We can't do it like we used to.
I'm not sure, Loz. I reckon it's in your mind. I reckon if you want to slow your life down, then you're going to feel it and you can blame age. Mate,
the expectation,
42, I'm going on 21.
Expectation of people. I went away with...
Yeah, you had a group of blokes.
I did have a group of blokes.
They were heavy.
Well, they were expecting me to fire up and I'm a little pussycat.
Did you have one night with them?
Not really, Loz.
No.
Well, I did, but I was very quiet. I did it with three knees. Mickey Hancock.
I saw Mick down. They were ready
Champion.
To him.
Good yeah, bloke, Mickey.
The day of the game, show. Didn't we?
Yeah. Good bloke, yeah. Mickey. Champion.
Great fella.
Mate, he's still coaching all the kids and in development.
He was the angriest man on the footy field.
Well, as a fan, you couldn't stand him. As a New South Wales fan, you could not stand him.
Just take a tackle, mate. Stop kicking people.
Yeah, how annoying.
Stay here and get tackled.
That was his motto, I'm never tackled.
Oh, he was strong too.
Mate.
So strong, wasn't he?
Yeah. Let's cut to the chase there, Blocky boy.
Oh, I knew you'd bring it up.
What happened?
Well, you know what, Loz? I reckon the big thing for New South Wales now is... don't panic. Don't fall into that trap of making 16 changes. You know what I mean? I don't think we were that far off. You know what I really thought? Because I'll come home and I'll watch it again. I just think Queensland played more direct and they won the right to go wide and get the overlaps and all that sort of stuff when you see a couple of their tries. I thought we were a little bit sideways. I think we depend a little bit too much on the halves to get us going. I was always, you know, I talk about Warren Ryan a lot, you know. He used to say, mate, go to him and through him, and then you can go wide. You win the right to go wide and make all those sort of breaks. But I don't think there was that much in it. They just win the big moments. And I was sitting there, as soon as we got in front, I was sitting down there in Adelaide, and I'm thinking to myself, I often do that, you know. I was thinking to myself, Munster's going to do something here.
He didn't do much, did he?
Well, he didn't.
Until the end.
He's a lot like the King. They can sit back and they can summarise what's happening in the game, and then all of a sudden when something needs to happen, and they've got a habit of it. I don't know whether it's in their psychic now, Queensland, how they never give in. They play for that full 80 minutes, and when a big moment needs to be had, they do it. The Frizzell try for me.
It's a try.
Every day. Oh, mate, you only have to touch a blade of grass to beat a try. I know the hand was under the ball and all that sort of stuff, but I don't know. I must be blind. I thought there was a bit of ball across the line.
Possibly could argue the Coruscant try wasn't a try, so maybe they canceled each other 100%. Out.
But, mate, you shouldn't put yourself in that position to think, and go back to that, no, I should have, could have, would have, you know?
No. The thing that disappointed me more than anything, Block, more than anything out of the whole game, because we didn't play great. Queensland just stuck at it. But when you're 2 points in front, the opposition are 12 down to 12 men, There's 10 to go.
And they got us for overlap, didn't they?
And they scored two tries on us.
Yeah, I know.
To lose the game. I so know. We've dropped off with our intensity, our desire.
Yeah, do you reckon that's a mental thing? Do you reckon they've gone, oh, they're down to 12 men, oh, we'll cruise home?
Only they can answer that.
Cleary will get us home with his kicking
game. We can sit back here and assume what's happened, but they've got to let us know. Well, they probably don't have to let us know, but we'd like to know why.
Yeah.
Whether blokes just
But do you agree, Loz, you've been there before. You know, you've coached them and played and at the highest level and coached them. Do you reckon the worst thing they can do is panic now? Latrell will obviously come back into the side.
No, you don't need to be making 5-6 changes, I would have thought.
And
in particular, if you've got to bring rookies in, you
can't do it.
That formula hasn't worked before. And if it has, up there in Lang Park, it wouldn't have happened too many times.
Do you know what I was worried? And before the game, I was talking to the men and all the people that were with us. I was always worried about Pangai Junior. Look, I think he's a tremendous player, but offloading the football is you're going to select the time to do it. Now, you don't do it in your own half, especially in an Origin, if it's not a proper offload. Now, he tried to offload the footy, and I was thinking, mate, in the game, mate, please just go forward and get us over that halfway line, then you can do all that fancy stuff if you want to do it. But he offloaded the ball in his own half. Cotter knocked the ball back. Queensland score.
Yeah.
So it's just those moments, one moment, and mate, don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of his, but it's where you do it.
Hmm. So if you're not making too many changes, what are the changes you're making?
Well, I bring Latrell straight back in.
Yeah.
Did someone tell me that he's going to play or picked in the side is this week for South? I find that really hard to play. He can't possibly play. You can't play 3 days after an Origin after you pulled out of an Origin. Gee, that's a bad look.
Well, Randy told us that he could have played Wednesday night, but they just...
But there was in the scan, it came up a little tear, and they said, look, we don't
just
know
a risk.
Whether... Yeah, it's a massive risk.
Mm. Would you have played? Let me put this to you.
Not if the doctor says to me, mate, you've got a tear there.
If it's a
grand final, you play.
Do you play?
Yeah, 100%.
So what? So
no, Latrell's not playing.
No,
he's not even in the reserves.
Oh, well, I'm happy now. Yeah. But no, that was just a rumour going around that he was going to play, and I was thinking to myself, mate, you can't miss out on an Origin and then play 3 days later for South. That's a bad look, but it's not happening, so I'm happy about that. Mate, I can't wait till he's back in the side. Like, he's the X factor that we need. And unfortunately, he was out injured with a torn calf, and we just got to bear it. We've got to do it the hard way now.
Well, you're an expert with the forwards. What do you make of our forwards, and where do we look outside of what we used?
Well, I think I said it a little bit earlier, in my opinion, but everyone's got an opinion after the fact.
That's exactly right.
I think we focus too much around the halves, the Penrith halves. I think you've got to win the right, as I mentioned, to go forward. I don't know whether it was a head injury or HIA or whatever it was with Payne Haas. Payne Haas only played about 31 minutes. To me, he plays 80 minutes every week for the Broncos. To me, I think he can play a few more minutes than what he did. I thought he was pretty destructive when he was out there. He was probably the only bloke in our forward pack that was making yards after impact. And Liam Martin come off the bench and...
Well, he's got to start the next game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It mightn't be too much of a change. Poor old Hudson Young, you know what it's like, Loz. You play in the NRL. And I thought it was a bit strange that they put him in there. They've obviously got their reasons. You know, I probably would have started with Liam Martin. Maybe they thought Liam Martin's still under an injury cloud or whatever, hasn't played enough minutes and all that sort of stuff. I don't know the reasoning behind it. But I reckon after watching him play... Like, he's got that mongrel, mate. He wants to play. He wants to hurt you. So I'm with you, Loz. He'd be the first bloke I'd put back.
How
in
do we
side.
Get Cam Murray into the team?
Well, that's
to
the problem.
Start.
Loz, you know better than anyone. We said it last week. When you play in Origin, you've got blokes in your forward pack that play 80 minutes every week, and they can play long minutes. So you, as we were talking about, you go in with a plan, but, mate, that plan never works. So then all of a sudden, see, the most important thing for me is, and I don't know who's tipping to Freddie and all that. For me, the most important thing is when the players are on the field and the coach is watching the game, he can't watch all the interchange things and all that sort of stuff. You need a bloke who's highly intelligent about what's happening in the game and who's, you know, who might be dropping off and who might be doing whatever. Because the coach is watching. He can't do everything. He needs a whisperer to say, mate, listen, Payne Haas has, you know, walked the last couple of steps or whatever. Let's get him off, give him a breather, and away we go.
All right, we'll take a quick break. But just as we go into the break, we've got to get a bit of block bet into us. So you're looking at tonight's game between the Tigers.
Oh, hang on.
Mate, I'm on board with the West Tigers.
Yes,
yeah, blokes.
Block.
The West Tigers to win by four or more.
Yes, oh, agree.
Stafford Toa to score in the first 70 minutes. And for that, you only get $8. I thought it would be a lot bigger. I try to give people a little bit of value.
Dicko.
The Tigers to win by more
or four.
You
can take that up with Dicko, our man.
Stafford Toa.
$8 block bet. It was 18 points to 10 last night in the Women's Origin. Queensland beating New South Wales in front of nearly 13,000 at Combank Stadium. There's a text here. Sarah at Coonabarabran says age is just a number. It's attitude and mindset. It's probably... on something we were talking about earlier, but goes on to say, P.S., how damn awesome were the girls' game last night? Those girls are tough, Sarah Coonabarabran. Tough indeed.
Are they what?
Thoughts, obviously, with Isabel Kelly, and hopefully everything's okay after she went off coppering a knock to the throat there in the first half, which certainly would have rocked the New South Wales team with Isabel being their captain.
I don't reckon there's any worse feeling than that.
Okay. Yeah, you struggle to breathe, don't you? Mm. And yet... You're unsure of the damage that's just sort of happened, but you know you've copped a serious whack there.
And then you talk to blokes 20 years later, and they all talking like that.
Well, Lockie, Barney. Yeah,
Barney. How you going, Barney? When he owned the pub, Dave Barnell down there, I'd say to him every time I saw him, how you doing, mate? How you travelling? How's business? He goes, oh, just breaking even. He sold the pub for 18 million or something. Hey, you know what?
That's a good public, just breaking even.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry. He played 51 minutes.
Payne Haas.
Sorry.
Did you make a mistake, Paul?
I know. I'm a bit like Arthur Fronzarelli. I can't say I was woo-woo.
We make them every day on this program. I'm sorry. You know what you want to say, but something else comes out. That's what happens.
Live radio.
That's exactly
right. Are we live? Right. Or is there a three-second delay?
So I'll give you a word to say if you want to test it.
All right. Oh, no, it works.
Now, James Tedesco, geez, cop some heat block. What have you made of all the commentary around our captain of New South Wales?
Mate, you can't. Mate, what you got to do is understand why you picked him in the first place, right? So he's our captain. Of course you're going to pick him in the side. And then, mate, he's getting hammered. Like, maybe, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, maybe James, and it happens to everyone, maybe he's lost half a yard of pace or whatever. But I wouldn't be dropping him. No way.
His work rate. He worked harder than I think most in the New South Wales team.
I think he did too. I think you're right.
With the ball, he worked hard. Now, whether you're wanting to play that role is a different discussion altogether. But in terms of getting his hands on the football, carrying the ball forward, trying to create a bit of momentum for New South Wales.
He got over the stripe once.
He did that. He
got
did
held
that.
Up. Yeah.
But other parts of his game is scrutinised, and that's okay because you're the fullback and you're captain and you're there and people expect you to stop those tries.
Would you drop him?
No way in the world.
No way would I. No way. That'd play right into Queensland.
Can't drop him.
Can't.
But as if a coach who's potentially facing the end going up to Suncorp Stadium
is going to drop
his captain. It's not going to happen.
I couldn't do it. Irrespective of whatever's
not going
happening.
To happen. Million to one. Trillion to one.
Yeah. Shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah.
No.
Good but giving it way too much street cred.
Got
to thinks that. I know nothing about the game. They know less than me if they want their captain dropped after that performance.
Gee, you've got to give Queensland.
Hey, mate, you must know something about the game. You're a Tiger supporter.
I picked the right team. Actually, I didn't get a choice.
I didn't get a chance
to pick with my old man.
Yeah, I know. How good's that when your old man says, that's the team you're going for?
While you're living under this roof, son. He probably said that a few times about different things.
When I used to get in trouble, the old man would say, don't make me come over there. Okay, Dad. Okay.
I used to hate, wait, your father gets home.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Oh, then you'd be thinking for an hour.
Every afternoon after school, yeah. though, Loz.
What's that?
Every single afternoon I used to get that. Wait till your father gets home.
Was that a cartoon, I think? Remember the song? Wait till your father gets
home. Well, I can't remember that one, Mike.
Wait till your father gets home.
But you'd dread because you knew. And I used to hope that Dad would have a couple of beers. He'd come home and everything would be okay.
All happy.
You'd take Mum's best. You'd take whatever Mum gave you. Mum would pull the wooden spoon out. You'd take it.
Yeah.
But just Dad's voice?
Yeah. The voice.
No, thanks.
And when he got the belt out.
Poor old Mum. Poor old Mum. I used to break the wooden spoon, but not so much that it break in half. So when they hit you, like, with a wooden spoon, it just break, you know. How tough am I?
Speaking of the beer, what have we got today?
Mate, we've got...
What's that, mid or full?
That's the mid. I've brought the half back in. So I just wanted you boys to...
Bought the Alfie in.
Hey, quickly if I can, and I don't want to... Look, this is unpaid sponsorship at the moment because next year, boys, I'm going to sponsor. I promise you. I'm going to sponsor so then we don't have to worry about it. So I just want to say hello to John Wilson. Now, he's from Canberra, Liquor Legends. Now, he rang last week on the show and he ordered some beer, hasn't even tasted it or anything. He ordered some beer for down there in Canberra at the Liquor Legends. So I just wanted to thank him. He's on board.
They're good people.
You know what?
Liquor Legend down there in Canberra.
You know what, Loz? He's been that good to me. I'm going to go down there and do a promo for him. He mightn't want me to go down there.
Well, when you're down there sampling the local, TV ads, just keep an eye out for Loz's ad.
Yes.
Have you got a winger beer or not?
Not yet.
Your respect for the wingers was massive when you were playing. You haven't got a winger
beer. Well, I've got respect for them now, but if we ever do a zero alcohol, it'll be called a winger. Because they were the blokes who used to go and get me drinks.
Sledge.